I'm visiting with Howard Halderman, and Howard, we're going to look at a big meeting coming up here. But first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
I am president of the Halderman Companies, Halderman Farm Management, Halderman Real Estate Services. We're based in north central Indiana. We manage 675 farms in 22 different states, and it's about 270,000 acres across the U.S. And we also perform around 500 appraisals of farm real estate each year, and then buy and sell around $100 million worth of farm assets annually.
Wow. What we want to talk about here is the upcoming, it's the annual meeting for the American Society of Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers, which I know you've long been a member and involved with. And this is going to take place in Indianapolis here just in a couple days. We've got some folks that probably aren't real familiar with what the organization does. Maybe we should just start right there to talk about the kinds of things that that the organization does on behalf of its members.
The American Society of Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers is constituted two different membership categories, basically. There are roughly 900 members that are farm managers, and they manage properties all over the United States and oversee those assets as a fiduciary for their landowner client. The rest of the membership, 1,300 members, would predominantly be rural appraisers and those who value farm real estate, again, across the United States and into Canada. And that collective membership is the best network and collection of farmland-related talent in the industry. And when we get together at an annual meeting such as the one here in Indianapolis, the opportunity for networking is tremendous. Communicating opportunities across a variety of regions that might be beneficial to one another's clients is a huge benefit to this meeting. So, when I look at an annual meeting such as this one, I see two points of value. One is that networking and seeing friends and colleagues from across the country that I don't see on a regular basis, and being able to learn what's happening in their area, what opportunities exist in their area, and how might I be able to use that to benefit my clients. But the second major reason is the programming that the committees have put together for this annual meeting is top shelf in the agricultural industry. And the speakers that we have coming in to talk about the state of agriculture today, and that goes not only just to commodity markets, but also the financial condition of agriculture, and then really forward thinking. Where is agriculture going the next 3 to 5 years, and how might our membership position itself accordingly? So it's a unique mix of networking opportunities as well as education, and our members have traditionally really appreciated that and come out in abundant numbers in attendance.
Well, I know that you're actually involved in helping put on that program this year. Are there some specifics you might want to point to in terms of either who we've got speaking and looking forward to there?
I would. First of all, we're very pleased to have the annual meeting in Indianapolis. It's a venue that was last hosted this convention back in 1988, which happened to be my first year in the business. And I think the members will find downtown Indianapolis to be a wonderful host location, much as those folks did when they attended the Super Bowl last winter down there. But the programming itself is we've transformed our agenda the last 2 or 3 years to where if someone has an interest in investing in farmland, coming to this meeting is a tremendous resource. And so we have some programs I'm pretty excited about. We have Steve Elmore, who's with DuPont Pioneer Hybrid, speaking about what's ahead for global agriculture. He kicks off the meeting Wednesday morning and does an outstanding job from a unique perspective as DuPont Pioneer, one of the leading input suppliers in agriculture across the globe. What do they foresee for global agriculture? Then we follow that up with Mike Swanson, PhD. He is the leading ag economist for Wells Fargo Bank. And he will then also talk about U.S. and global perspective on investment and farmland. And the theme that we have kind of transitioned to over the last 2 or 3 years is more of one for the farmland investor, with a focus on how do our members serve those kind of clients, but also how might the farmland investor learn about the industry and where it's going. So then you get into a couple of sessions that I think are going to be interesting. One is investing in the obvious choice, U.S. agriculture. But then a second one that's a co-concurrent session is the feeding and fueling the masses, China and Africa in the new paradigm. And demand is global for our commodities that we produce here in the U.S., and so learning about what's happening in China and Africa is very beneficial. There are also some programs. Another one I'm pretty excited about is late in the afternoon on Wednesday, U.S. Land Values in Transition. And you're going to have Mike Wallstein with Landowner Newsletter, Pro Farmer Company, speaking about what trends they see in farmland values and the like across the country. But then also Mark Dotzer, PhD from Texas A&M University. Texas A&M historically has been tremendous in terms of their real estate and farm real estate extension work that they do. And Mark will cover that land values across the U.S. And maybe where things are going there. So those are some pretty exciting sessions on Thursday. And then we get into the Friday sessions where, of course, we're coming into an election in about a week, and we have our own ag policy team speaking. And we have Stephen Frericks, who does our lobbying for the American Society of Farm Managers, going to be speaking to us. Also, Otto Doring, who's a professor at Purdue University, PhD, who has a unique insight into the U.S. Department of Agriculture since he worked there under the Reagan administration. And then we also invited Senator Dick Lugar to participate in that session. So it's somewhat of a political what happens post-election with the farm bill that is currently up for debate, and as well as other general political economic discussions. And then we close with Lowell Catlett. And Lowell is a tremendous visionary for where agriculture might go here in the 21st century. And his title or program is entitled How Agriculture Dominates 21st Century Economics. And certainly agriculture has done that the last 5 or 6 years. And Lowell offers a unique, very global perspective about how that happens. So I know those are a lot of different topics, but I look at this program as a fairly exciting one with this, a lot of major heavy hitters in terms of agriculture and looking to the future of what agriculture can be.
Well, Dr. Catlett in particular, I've had the pleasure to hear him speak more than once over the years, and always a fascinating presentation he does. We might want to point out that, you know, this is not only the American Society of Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers annual meeting, the 83rd, but it's also in conjunction with Agronomics, which is a U.S. Ag Investment Conference. So that I guess having that put together really puts for a very comprehensive program over several days.
It does. The person or institution that might be contemplating a farmland investment, and we've had these folks attend the last couple of years, they come and they can hear these very insightful programs and learn about where agriculture is going, which may confirm their hypothesis or not. But at the same time, they get to network with the membership, the people that actually can help them execute. One of the challenges a farmland investor finds is that farmland's pretty independently held in terms of ownership. And it isn't the easiest market to just dive right in and place $100 million into. And so if they're looking at making farmland investments, they need to have the right people to execute on their behalf. And the membership of the American Society can not only help them in terms of what is the right value to pay for a property on the appraisal side, but it also then, how do we operate that farm once we own it? And that's what farm managers do on a daily basis. And so our membership is, I think, uniquely positioned to help them execute on some kind of farmland investment platform that they may desire.
Well, I am looking forward to my first ever attendance at this conference coming up. And Howard, I think that's a great look ahead here. We will definitely try to create some good awareness out there as we are in advance of the conference that starts just in a couple days here. So again, that's Howard Halderman, and we've been visiting here about the upcoming American Society of Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers annual meeting, co-located with the Agronomics Vision 2013 U.S. Ag Investment Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.